I got you. Of course, God will mind.
Please don't say
I'm jealous of you.
One thing, Rebbe, if you, I'm sorry to say this, if you dare Rebbe say it today, when you speak tonight about it.
I'm not. I promise I'm not going to talk about you. I promise
you,
yes, for sure not.
You
I am not.
Anymore.
What?
Yeah,
I'm not. But I'm not going to be. It doesn't fit into my drasha. I think this is my drasha. Doesn't fit into my drasha. You're cleaning the bathroom floor. Even though it's a double kosher, I'm not. Okay, we're going to start from the Gemara again. On Nunamid Beis. At Kalei Pligi Abagetach Agetu Maimer Achamaimer. This is a statement. The Machloikas from Gamliel the Rabbanon is Bagetach Aget and by Maimer Achamaimer. Avo get achad bivama maimer achad bivama mahani, but different things. You can one do a get if he gives a get to Rachel and a maimer to Leah, or even in the same bivama, he does a maimer after a get or a get after a maimer. He has to deal with it. He has to remove it, even according to Rav Gamliel. Rashi, Avo get achad bivama maimer achad bivama mahani get bivama lemekim lebla. Even the b'shuv lo yibam a maimer bivama mahani lelatzich get lemamaroi boy lafuki. And a mimer helps in order to remove her. Now, so we have established that there's such a thing called a get and such a thing called a mimer. Why? What's wrong with the Torah that said biur chalitza? Chas v'shalom, nothing's wrong with the Torah. Why did Rabbanan see it necessary to add a rabbinic mimer and a rabbinic get? What was the purpose of adding that? Could have left things alone. Biur chalitza, that's it. Mimer is worthless, get is worthless. Why did Rabbanan see it important to add the institution of Maimer and the institution of Get?
What exactly did that initial Get accomplish?
Biblically, zero. Rabbinically, that he no longer can do Yibum. That Kivin Shloi Bona Shuv Lo Yivna, since he started the separation process, he no longer can do Yibum. Rabbinically. The question is, why? Leave it alone. He has to do Chalitza. It's a rabbinic thing. Biblically, you can do Yibam and Chalitza. That bracha that you can't do Yibam and Yom Chalitza is a biblical law. He can do Yibam biblically. Get is meaningless biblically. So now the Gemara wants to explain why did the Rabbanan institute Maimer and why did they institute Get? That's what the Gemara wants to explain. Frek the Gemara. My time, Amar Rabbanan, Get, Yibam and Mahani. Why did Rabbanan say such a thing called Get? That once he gives a Get, he is Yibamah. He no longer can do Yibam. Why? Why did they say that? The answer is Mishum de Mahani Ba'alma. Because a get works by a regular wife. And therefore, they're afraid. Amri, the Amrit Lai Mahani, if you won't make this rabbinic law, and you won't say that get accomplishes something rabbinically, Amri people will say, get Laitziya, Chalitza Laitziya. These are both ways of severing relationships. Get and Chalitza, who means a get le mahani. And since after a get we allow Yibum, that means we're saying that severing the relationship does not ban the relationship. You can sever it and reignite it. You can sever the relationship and then decide, no, I want to marry her. Raya, you gave the girl, this lady a get, and then you're marrying her. They'll say that the severance you accomplished doesn't make a difference. And if it doesn't make a difference, if it's a get, but a get le mahani, Chalitza nami le mahani. They'll say that after Chalitza, you can also do Yibum. The Raya is, after Get, you can do Yibum, so after Chalitza, you can also do Yibum. And that's Aser. Vasil Mivala Chalitza, which is Elav. So therefore, they said, if you do a Get, no more Yibum. So people will understand, you do any act of severance, no more Yibum. Because if you say that a Get, Yibum is allowed, which it is biblically, because a Get doesn't do any severance, but in people's mind, Get is a severer, if there's such a word. There's no such word. Get is something that cuts relationships. And so is Chalitza. If one doesn't affect the allowance of Yibum, why should the other? That's what people will say. They're not learned people like Rabbi Cohen here that knows the difference between Get and Chalitza. They'll say, since Get doesn't work, Chalitza doesn't work. That's why the Rabbanan instituted the institution called Get.
But no one should ask a question and say, people aren't stupid. The Torah says Chalitza. That works when nothing else is done afterwards. If not, a person couldn't think.
Correct. 100% right.
So it's a gzera atu chalitza.
It's a gzera atu bia acher chalitza. Bia acher get is a gzeira latubia acha chalitza. Really, biblically speaking, a guy gives his yevama get, he can go ahead and do yibum, which is bia acha get, because the get is zero. It's bia acha zero.
Biblically.
But the rabbanon are afraid that if a person does that, they'll say, oh, I can give chalitza, and as Rabbi Cohn pointed out, I can say goodbye to her forever. Or I can give chalitza and then live with her, just like I can live with her after a get. And they won't differentiate that one is a biblical severance and one is nothing. Therefore, the Rabbanon said, you give a get, no more bia. And therefore, no more bia after a get, they'll understand no more bia after chalitza. Now, even though, no matter what they know, if you give a get, she's not free to get married, and chalitza is free of them to get married. So there is an intrinsic difference between get and chalitza, the bottom line. That's because Rabbanon can't free her after a get. They have no brera. But this much they can do, that after a get, they don't allow bia. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, my time, I'm Rabbanon, get bia from a mahani. But the rice of chalitza, the mahani ba. The rice of only chalitza helps. And biblically speaking, we don't say even shloi bana by get. All women, it helps to be megarish them. If you're going to say it doesn't help, and if after the get you're allowed to marry her, Amri, people will say, and she, people will say, get lahitzi, the chalitza nami lahitzi. Get is lahitzi, the chalitza is lahitzi. But the get lahmahani lay, since get doesn't help, chalitza also doesn't help. That's why they instituted get. This is the explanation of why there's such a thing called get payavama. Umay taima amar rabbanan, back to the Gemara, maimer biyavama mahani. Why did they institute maimer? B'divraisa, maimer is meaningless. You do yibum. Why did they say that if you do maimer, you are now bound to this lady and can't do yibum to another lady? If there are two yavamas, you're stuck with this one. Why? And if you want to remove it, you have to write a get. Why?
We learned that another brother shouldn't do it. That's why they did it, no?
Get, all because of Mimer. Mimer creates that this Yavam has to marry this Yavama.
Okay, but we said the reason why they had to Mimer is in order that it prevents any of the other brothers from marrying.
No, that's what happens. But it's not why we would institute it. Why would we want to give an excuse for a brother to lock out all the other brothers? It's a consequence. A younger one can do mimer too. It's a consequence. That's not a reason. You're right. Once we instituted mimer, it becomes a tool that one of the brothers can lock all the brothers out. But that's not a reason to institute it. Right now I'm going to say a reason.
No, that's not the reason. Rebbe said a reason is because you don't want someone to jump into it.
That's true. But I guess for that alone, they wouldn't have done it. I did mention that. That is mentioned by Kedusha Bia, but it doesn't seem to be over here. Yeah, it's a very good point you're making. I don't know the answer. Umay time amar abana maima biyavama mahani. Mishum de mahani ba'alma. Because it works by a regular lady. The amrit lay mahani. If you're going to say maimer doesn't do a thing by yibum, amri, maimer liknois, abia liknois. People will say, Kedushin, right? The act of Kedushin, giving her money or star, is a way of acquiring a lady. And Bia is a way of acquiring a Yavama. Midah Maimer Lemahani, Bia Nami Lemahani. They'll say, okay, I did Maimer to Rachel and I can do Yibam to Leah. That means the Maimer did zero. Okay, I can do Bia to Rachel and Bia to Leah. And that might even be Karis, for sure alive. Because they'll say, I did Maimer to Rachel and it didn't stop me from doing Bia to Leah. So I can do Bia to Rachel, and then I can do Bia to Leah. So the Rabbanan instituted a mimer and said, you do mimer to Rachel, you can't do Bia to Leah anymore. You're now you and Rachel. No one else can do anything but you and Rachel. Unless you give a get. Vasti lemibel acher bia. Rashi. If you can give a get to the mimer, and then somebody else can give chalitza.
Once he doesn't get to the mimer, he can't
touch his woman. Well, we went back that a few days ago. You talked about, can a guy just remove the mimer and bring her back to neutral? Remember we said that?
But I didn't say that.
No, you said it? Tyson said it. There's two ways to give a get. One is to the mimer, and then it brings her back to neutral. One is to the Zika, and that makes it impossible to do Yibum.
I would have thought it was Jewish law.
It's not, because the get just neutralizes it. It brings it back to no mimer. That's what Tysus on the other house, because it was Baruch Meitz a few days ago that made that point. Correctly.
But I thought we were under the auspices that...
Auspices.
Under the...
impression.
Thought process that once I give a get, that already shows separation.
True, but if it's a get after mimer, all get might do is remove mimer and leave her in a neutral position. Again, there's two ways to give the get. Just for the mimer, or also to weaken the Zika. If it's a get to weaken the Zika, then you're right. Then kibun shloi bana shum lo yivna. It's a way to give the get. Not a machlokes, it's a fact.
No, what can you do afterwards?
Well, so if you gave the get for the mimer, then you can do yibum to the other one afterwards.
Oh, you can actually say what I want before?
It's a shaila. This is a sugya of the Gemara. On Daf Lamed Beis, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. If a guy gave to his mimer, get to his mimer, can he do yibum to the other one, or can his brother do yibum to the other one, and he can't? Right. First Rabbi says if a guy gives a get to his mimer, he can do yibum to the other one, but he can't do yibum to this one. This is take a look at the Gemara of Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, Tulu Shainis and Rava. That's where it is, if you want to take a look at it. Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, no.
What
do we get there? Fine. Zog Rashi. My time, Amar Rabbanon, Maimer B'Yavam Mahani. Lesser Chaber to Aleph. Hamin HaTaira, Kinyin Lehavim B'Yavam Elu Bia. Why would the Taira Rabbanon institute Maimer? Min HaTaira, Yidid Bia. From the Mahani Ba'alma. Kedusha isha kainanaisa v'asi lemibul achabia. Right, it works normally, and if you can do yibum to someone else after mimer, they'll say you can do bia achabia. Babalei by nishtei batim the surah deraisa, which is biblically prohibited. So we explained why there is a institution. I hate the word institution; it's probably wrong. Why there is a takana called mimer? Why there is a takana called get? And now we move on to the next takana. My time, Amar Rabbanan, be psula yesh achrei aklum, which is what the Rabbanan hold, not Reb Nechemya. That if a person does maimon to Rachel and then lives with Leah, it is not in a good yibum. We require chalitza, because when he lived with Leah, it was a be psula. He wasn't supposed to do that rabbinically. Fine, wonderful, but he did be. He did deraisa. He did wrong. You want to break up his marriage? Maybe. But why are you saying he needs chalitza? Zik is off. He did bia. Bad boy. He did maimon and rachel, and then he lived with Leah. He did yibum. Biblical yibum. You're angry at him. You're upset at him. He broke the law. Got it. He has to give a get, maybe. That will make him. But why are you making him do chalitza? He removed the zika. Why did Rabbanan say that a Biyab Sula doesn't do the job?
That's why. Because if Biyab Sula means that it doesn't knock off the Zika.
Why not?
Because it doesn't.
Again. Biblically, does he take... Again. Biblically, does it take off the Zika?
Biblically, yes.
So then why did Rabbanan get involved?
Is only by the mimer key?
Or a get to one and then be it to the other.
Started with the Rabbanon. If he did the Rabbanon, then you need a vehicle to take out the Rabbanon.
Again, the Rabbanon is removed. Why does he need Chalitza? Chalitza doesn't remove. Does Chalitza remove anything rabbinic?
It has to.
No, it doesn't. Chalitza removes the Zika Deraisa.
It's the Deraisa. I mean, if the Deraisa could take, surely they could.
Fine, but what do we need it for? He did Bia. He removed the Zika. I'm not saying he's not a bad boy.
There's no release mechanism here.
He did Bia. Why isn't that a release mechanism?
Because that's a taking mechanism. That's not.
But the Zika is gone. He did Maimer and Rachel. He did Bia and Leah. Why does he need to do anything else? He has to give Rachel a get. Why does he need Chalitza? Chalitza for what? Teretz is, the Rabbanon said like you, that if you do a Biyam Sula, the Zika remains. Why did they say that?
What do you mean,
by
what's
liberty.
The
Zera,
what's the fear?
What?
And if he
does? Because he just defeated the second, now he's going to defeat the first. No, he's not. Okay, so let's see what the Rabbanon says. My time, now, Biyam Sula can be one of two ways. It can be a Biyachar Maimer, and it can be a Biyachar Aget. Either way, it's a Biyam Sula. Made Maimer to Rachel and then a Biyah to Leah, or a Get to Rachel and then a Biyah to Leah. Both are Biyam Sulas. The Rabbana intervened in both. So the Gemara explains. E Biyachar Ageti, Gzeira Biyachar Aget, Mishim Biyachar Chalitza. What we're afraid is, if we're going to say he gave Rachel a Get and he lives with Leah, the Zika is off, then people will say, oh, you can live with Leah after you sever your relationship with Rachel. And they'll go, and they'll give chalitza to Rachel, and then live with Leah. He was able to do it after the get. He's able to do it. He removed the zika. So why can't he do it after the chalitza?
Is that love?
Yes, it is. Might be karis.
Again, can you repeat
that? Again, if he gives the get to Rachel, and then lives with Leah, and we say that the Zika is off, people will do chalitza and then live with Leah. They'll give chalitza to Rachel and live with Leah. Because they'll say, I severed my relationship and I was able to live with the next one. Again, please let me finish. I severed my relationship and I was able to live with the next one. I severed my relationship, I can live with the next one. By saying you need chalitza afterwards, they are announcing that you did not sever your relationship, and even Bia didn't remove your relationship, and that way you'll know that after chalitza, don't you dare do Bia. Let's read it inside. E biach ageti, zeira biach aget, mishim biach chalitza. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi. In my time, I'm rabbanon biyipsuli yeshachar zika sivam, because it's not leo, maimer bezu bol lezu, zika shnei gitin v'chalitza. We don't say just divorce both of them, but tiftrap chaber to biyasim and chalitza. Just give a get. Right. E biyach hageti, you can get lezu or bo lezu. The mina tzicha get b'chalitza. V'loi tzagi b'get l'chudei, k'shar yivama shekaitza, like every other yivama. Because g'zei rabiyach haget, m'shem biyach chalitza. The amit tiskilam b'get, if you're going to say, Reuven gave Maimer to Rachel, I'm going to get to Rachel, and then he did Yibum to Leah, which biblically he's fine. If you say that all he needs is a get to Leah, which is that all he would need biblically, Asi Lameimer, Medekanya Biach Raget, Mebiach Gredesa. Since we are saying no more Zika, that means the Bia helped. That's what people will say. Even though he gave a get, the Bia helped. So they'll say, Alma Mayuti. They'll say it's great. You can give a get to one and live with the other. We're not making duchalitza. People will say, if I can live with Leah after the get to Rachel, I can live with Leah after the chalitza to Rachel. So therefore we said, if you live with Leah after the get to Rachel, you need chalitza. You should know, your Zika didn't go off. So people will realize that Bia cannot remove Zika if done in the wrong way.
I mean, we won't understand that that get was a mandatory get. It's a they'll think it's a voluntary get, like anybody that marries a woman.
No, they'll think that get is a get, but it doesn't. What happened to the Zika? Where did the Zika go? Teretz says the Bia removed it. Oh, that means the Bia worked after a get. So the Bia works after chalitza. The fact that we force a divorce is not enough to take people's mind off of that. Correct. Yes.
The chalitza we're giving it to is going to be to the...
To any one of the two. Any one of the two.
Okay, but the bottom line is that if it's true that we break up a marriage...
Why shouldn't that be a deterrent by itself? That's Baruch Meisher's question as well.
Meaning... Once we're doing that, who cares if there was a Zika? There's nothing greater than that.
No, we want to know. No. That's not a kasha. Again, Reuven gave a get to Rachel, and then he did Bia to Leah. If we say no chalitza is necessary, that means we are saying that his Bia removed the Zika. That's what we're saying, which is true biblically, by the way. that the beer removed the Zika. Correct? Isn't that what we're saying?
Maybe. Not if we make them get divorced.
That's not true. Divorce, not removing Zika. What's removing the Zika?
Once we remove them from marriage, it's saying them there now.
But the beer removed the Zika. That's what we're saying. That means the beer was effective. It did what it was supposed to do.
Okay.
So people will say, oh, I can give a get and live with the other woman. So if I can do that, I can give chalitza and live with the other woman. And that's a biblical issue.
Now that we have to give chalitza,
that means that people see that beer after a get doesn't work. That means once you start the severing process, beer won't help you. So people understand there's no reason to give beer to the one I gave chalitza to after chalitza. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't help. It's to get the message across that you can't live with a woman after you give her after you gave a get. Because if you could live with a woman after you gave a get, people would think I can live with a woman after chalitza as well. Now, even though we're breaking up this marriage,
they'll know that also.
That was Baruch Moshe's question. I'm glad you were mechavim to Baruch Moshe. And I said, obviously, that doesn't work.
That's a good question. You're breaking up the marriage.
Again, I don't have a better answer than I said. That for some reason, Chazal didn't think that was enough, and I don't have a good answer why.
Rashi said that you might come to make a mistake for regular getting that you give after a yibum. Get after yibum works. I mean, so that means that the yibum worked, the fact that you give him a get.
But by requiring chalitza, we're saying it didn't really work.
So they won't see it as a mandatory get. They'll see it as a get. Get by Alma.
Back to the Gemara. My time, Amar Abanan, I'm sorry, if you gave a maimer to Rochel and did a beer to Leah, what's wrong with that? If we say that if you give maimer to Rochel and then live with Leah, the Zika is gone, people will say, hey, look, I married Leah, Rochel, and I married Leah, and it worked. So they'll say, I can do beer to Rochel and beer to Leah. Whatever they said, bia after mimer doesn't work. And people understand that bia after an other act cannot work. And that'll prevent a violating of the raisa.
So chalitza does this?
Chalitza? By requiring chalitza, it's informing people that the bia wasn't effective. Even though biblically it was effective. Rashi. Bia after mimer, gamimer lezu bo lezu. That's why it says Shicha Shnei Gittin V'Chalitza. The Amr begets Agila. Amr will say Biyazu Achikin Shazu Malyuthi. You were kind of Rachel with Mimer, and then you lived with Leah, and it worked. Vasi Lemevet Biyachar Biyah. The Kapug of Isra Shesach, and that would be an Isra Shesach because two Yavamas is Isra Shesach. Even though it might just be an Isra Bayas Echad who Bayna 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 Shnei Batim, it might not be Isra Eshesach. Rashi is going according to the Mandamer that it is an Isra Eshesach. So therefore, we explained Takanas. We explained why there's such a thing called Mimer, why there's a thing called Get, and why did they say Bia Psula doesn't work. How about Chalitza Psula? Why didn't they intervene and say Chalitza Psula doesn't work? Dr. Gemara, my time, Amar Rabbanan, hi chalitza psula, ein achrei aklum. Why did Rabbanan say the chalitza psula? There's no problem. Because
what's the case exactly?
Did maimer to Rachel and gave chalitza to Leah. No necessary for another chalitza after you get rid of the maimer. The chalitza worked. The zik is gone.
What should we do?
Give get to Rachel first, and then another chalitza. The chalitza he gave to Leah was the chalitza psula. He couldn't do yibum. It was the chalitza he shouldn't have done. He did mimer to Rachel first. He should remove the mimer. He didn't.
Maybe he needs another chalitza after that.
He should require another chalitza rabbinically.
No, he should need a get first.
There's no get, right, whatever it is, right. The answer is, I'm reminding you, what are you afraid of? What can go wrong that a person can say, oh, my chalitza works after a get? I gave a get to Rahu, I give chalitza to Lay, it worked. So if I give a chalitza to Rahu, I can give chalitza to Lay, and it works. Well, so give chalitza to two. What can go wrong if you give chalitza to both? See, by Bia, we didn't want you doing Bia to both. But chalitza, do chalitza to both. What do I care? What are you going to say? People are going to say, you gave a get to Rahu, you did chalitza to Lay, it works. That means you can have a chalitza after chalitza. Yes, you can. You can have chalitza after chalitza. Yes, you can. What's the problem?
No
what?
Damage.
No damage. Let's say in the case you give a get to Rahu and chalitza to Lay. Chalitza psula. You should have given a get to the chalitza to the one you gave the get to. Right? You didn't. So what are we going to say now? Give another chalitza? Why? What are you afraid of? That if you give chalitza after get, you might come to give chalitza after chalitza. So do it. So what will go wrong? What will you think is bad? What biblical issue can come out of this? From bia psula, you can have a biblical issue. You'll do bia to one and then bia to the other. But chalitza psula, what can go wrong? That you'll give chalitza to both? Tavei alecha, bro. What do I care? Fine. Meaning the second one. So that's not enough of a reason, I guess, to make Xera. You're right. You might give chalitza to both, and you'll say the second chalitza is effective in Asher Turkayin. I guess for that reason, well, Adarabba, if you're going to make chalitza drop on them, for sure you're going to do that. You're not curing it, you're creating it. Right. Then for the Gemara, it's my Ligzer. Ligzer get Ligzer chalitza achar chalitza, mishum chalitza achar chalitza. Call Kiani Taklas Vilayza. Keep on going, Chalitza. Rashi. Chalitza Psula. Shain Ach Shachar Agatoy Achar Maimer. Ain Achre Aklum. The other Ovid Maimer Aget Lishlishis Leimahani. If you did a Maimer Aget to the third one, it doesn't work. Shem Chalitza Achar Chalitza. The Leilesi Lemichlis Lishtay Yavamas Zu Achar Zu. He shouldn't come to do Chalitza to two Yavamas one after the other. And what happens if it happens? Kohani taklitz leizu. Claim my itmos law. Call your mouth taklitz. She can have chalitza 100 times over. What do I care? Dr. Gemara, but how about the next case? How about chalitza after maimer? Ligzer chalitza after maimer, mishum chalitza after bia. Why aren't we guys there? Chalitza after maimer. He does a maimer taleya, right? And he does chalitza, I'm sorry, he does a maimer to Rahu and chalitza to Leah, and she goes free. Maybe people will say, I can do a bia to Rahu and a chalitza to Leah, and everybody is free. Chalitza worked after maimer, chalitza should work after bia.
Sure it works.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it's one.
He's married to Rahu.
She's free. Now everybody goes free.
Again, if he does chalitza to maimer to Rahu, and chalitza to Leah, everybody goes free. So why don't we be afraid? If there's bia to Rahu and chalitza to Leah, everybody will go free. And that's not true. He's married to Rahu.
Everybody goes free? Why would I think that's Aisha's ish?
Again, if he gives a maimer to Rahu and bia to and chalitza to Leah, what's not lacha?
Let's give her a get.
That's the Gemara's answer. But the Gemara's happening, again, is that everybody, the Zeke is off of everybody. So let's be afraid. If you do a bia to Rahu and a chalitza to Leia, people will say the Zika is off of everybody, and everybody goes free.
That's not true.
And it's not true. It's an Aishas Ish.
Therefore,
so let's make Gzeira. Zok to Gemara. Let's read it inside. Ligza chalitza ha maim mishu chalitza ha chalitza. Zok to Gemara. Mishu chalitza ha bia. Atu chalitza ha maim mishu boy get la mamaroi. You need a get to Rahu anyway. So chalitza can be enough. You buy a get to be outside. There's nothing to make xera. We're acquiring a get to Rahu. You did a maimer to Rahu and chalitza to Leah. We're making you give a get to Rahu. So if you do a chalitza to a bia to Rahu and a chalitza to Leah, we'll make you give a get to Rahu anyway. Meaning there's no xera. What are we afraid of? That people will do what? They'll do a bia to Rahu and a chalitza to Leah and say what? That she goes completely free? No, they won't. We made her by maimer. We make him give a get for the maimer. So by bia, we'll also make him give a get for the bia. Rashi. Right. Kahanit mishim chalitza chabir leleisa lememi yavama knusa in marriage yavama yaitzim chalitza b'lo yet. Lo yasem lemei rachi. Nobody will say that. Daltu chalitza chamayim miloi b'lo yet l'mamarai. A chalitza after maimer, doesn't she need a get? V'adam mina heina chayak klum b'dabar atza achreya kamar. We're not saying she doesn't need a get. We're saying if he does anything afterwards, it doesn't work. The avar havet get a maimer chalitza b'chaber to mitzvah b'chavisa. Let's say there's three yavamas. He did a maimer to Rachel, a chalitza to Leah, and then a maimer to Shprinza, or a get to Shprinza, or a chalitza to Shprinza. You don't become Asher and a relative. You did chalitza already. It's over and done with. You have to take care of your maimer you did with Rachel. That's previously. Einach a chalitza klum just means the zik is gone. Anything that happens now is worthless.
I would have said einach a klum means once you do chalitza to Leah, and Brad Kulam means anything else that you would do.
That's exactly what it means. Anything else that you do from now on is meaningless.
Oh, so but giving a get.
To but previous, that's
no, but giving a get is another mitzvah.
No, but it has to remove the mimer. The mimer is still there.
I would have said the chalitza severs everything.
But he gave a mimer to Rachel. How is that removed?
The word klum is wrong.
Yeah, no.
He's saying, so Rashi's explaining, klum means from now and on.
Anything from now.
If I do anything now, muscle.
Oh,
if
new
I,
action.
Right. If a guy did a mimer, let me explain this. Let me explain this. If a guy did a mimer to Rachel and he lived with Leah, be a psula. Okay. Then he did a mimer to Shprinza. But after he did Bia to Leah, he did a mimer to Shprinza. He has to give Shprinza a get, and he's ushering her relative. Because since Bia Psula does not remove the Zika rabbinically, his mimer to Shprinza still counts.
What was the Bia Psula?
He did a mimer to Rachel,
yeah,
and then he lived with Leah. That's a Bia Psula. Then he did a mimer to Shprinza, or a get to Shprinza,
third.
Or a chalitza to Shprinza. He's also in Spencer's relatives.
Chami would argue.
Because the Bia did not remove the Zika. And therefore, since it didn't remove the Zika, any other thing he does is still effective, rabbinically. But if he does a mimer to Rachel and chalitza to Leah,
he can do a mimer to
Spencer. He can do it. If he does it, it means nothing.
Mimer doesn't mean
it. It's nothing. There's no Zika left.
Mimer's only effective when there's a Zika around.
Exactly.
But he did a mimer.
He's got to remove the mimer.
Because it came.
It came before. Because it came before. Let's say he would do a get to.
Still, it is effective in removing this. There is achad. There is this get.
But it's not. Nothing works after the chalitza. Nothing creates.
Get works to remove the initial mimer.
Correct, but it's not. I'm using the wrong word. Einach chalitza klum means nothing else can create new isurim after the chalitza. Okay, let's word it that way. Whereas after the bia, a person can still create new isurim rabbinically. If he gives Rachel mimer and Leah bia and chalitza to Shprinza, Shprinza is considered his chalutza. Even though there was no Zika biblically. But the Rabbanon said B.M. Sula doesn't remove Zika, therefore we still deal with Shprinza as if there was Zika, and that the Chalitza is she's his Chalutza, even though biblically there was no need for this. Whereas if he gives Maimah to Rachel and a Chalitza to Leah, and then Chalitza to Shprinza, it was a waste that Shprinza's relatives are mutter, it's not Chalutza. It was meaningless.
The way I understand it, there's a layer of Zika. And if Rabban would come and put a block on that layer, once that Zika is removed, Deraisa, you can't put layers. There's nothing to layer it on that.
Well, we did. We did by Bia.
No, but I'm saying because he did.
If it did Bia Psula, we layered it, even though biblically Zika is gone.
Because the Rabban still have that layer holding it flat. It's not removed yet.
Why not?
Because he didn't give him.
They did Bia.
But there's something blocking that.
So when he did Mimer and Chalitza?
Mimer and Chalitza. So you can...
There's still a layer.
It comes off. It comes off as soon as you do the mimer. It's still holding. They're going to hold it there.
Again, does it block anything else from happening?
Yes.
It's not true. If he gives mimer to Rachel and chalitza to Leah and then chalitza to Shprinza.
He never removed the mimer. There's nothing.
Doesn't make a difference. The Zeke is gone.
But it's still being held there by the Rabban.
It's not being held there only for Rachel that she needs to get. Not to Shprinza. Ain't not a chalitza klum.
Right, he can't do a mimer to her. He
who?
Can't do to Shprinza.
Because he did chalitza.
Right.
What if he did bia to Rochleia and then a mimer to Shprinza? Again, same sequence. Instead of chalitza, put in the word bia.
There's no release there. By bia, there's no release.
Why is there no release? Biblically, he released the Zika by doing bia to Leia.
Not a release action because the mimer's blocking it. The mimer.
Why didn't it block chalitza? Again, I'm setting up the exact same scenario. Instead of bia to Leia, chalitza to Leia. Instead of chalitza to Leia, bia to Leia. And there's a difference in halacha. Why? The answer is by bia they had a gzeira. And by chalitza there's no gzeira. There's no downside. Because it's the exact same thing, biblically. Maimer bia chalitza is the same as maimer chalitza chalitza. Biblically. Yet by maimer bia chalitza, they said, oh, it's a chalutzatzai. And by maimer chalitza chalitza, they said, we don't care.
I mean, the answer is right. If he does maimer to one and bia to the other, he has to do chalitza. He still has to do chalitza. Is there a choice which one he really should be doing the chalitza to? Because his vital one. How would chalitza work on somebody that you did beat it?
Well, he gives her a get, which makes her not his wife. Now they both have a Zika drabanan on.
It seems more appropriate to do it to the one.
Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about it. I didn't prepare that.
Married after he married the climate of Rachel and he would be a late married to
Leah? Absolutely. He needs a biblical get.
We make him get married?
Yes, we make him break up. He did a Biyabzula.
Right.
We make him get up, break it up. Okay. As I said, this parent is a lot of fun.
So bad.
Who said it's bad? Chazrom, it's good. It's Tyra. Just have to hold cup. In the Masifta, everyone has a whole diagram. I don't know what Mark's called in it. In the Masifta, every one of these cases, they made a diagram. Now, the diagrams are much more confusing for me than the Gemara. I never look at the diagrams. To me, the diagrams look like the NFL playbook. You know what I mean? I don't gain anything by watching the diagrams that much. I rarely look at the diagrams.
So many arrows, so many people get married.
Exactly.
Everyone
has a diagram. So every three lines is a whole page because it's all diagrams. Again, the person did a wonderful job. For people that can see diagrams better, some people are that way, visual, they do much better. People like me do much better reading the Gemara. Again, it's who you are. I'm surprised that art school didn't bother doing
it's too much.
Next
slide. Did art
school
start anything with Tysus yet?
Here we go again.
To me, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. What?
But you know, we should have a time. End of the year for editorials.
It's too complicated. Every case, when you're right, it's just so. It gets to a point where.
Listen, let's say you want to learn Tysus and you get stuck somewhere. You never got stuck in the middle of the Tysus?
That's why it's called Get Chavrusa.
You're stuck, your Chavrusa is stuck.
Then it's called
So art school went and helped you. If you get stuck, you don't have to learn Tysus of art school. You look it up in art school, and art school explains that piece of Tysus. I have no idea. I think it's a wonderful thing. Also, for lazy people, Tysus brings in Gemara and Nida, right? And expects you to go look up the Gemara and Nida and figure out how it has something to do with this. So art scroll was nice to you. They looked up the Gemara and Nida and they explained it to you. I think it's a wonderful thing. What?
Not for the guy who should break his teeth.
Well, that was the time when Arshul came out with the Gemara with Gemara. Those who said that it's not good because people that can learn Gemara on their own won't. That's what happened then too. And the Gedalim Paskin not that way. Again, the bottom line is most Gedalim Yisrael Paskin not that way. Right. I'm a Rebbe. My time at Gamliel. Why doesn't Gamliel say get doesn't work after get, but get works after Mimer? Mimer doesn't work after Mimer, but get works after Mimer. Mimer works after get works after Mimer, get doesn't work after get, and Mimer doesn't work after Mimer. What is the reason of Rav Gamliel? Zakti Gemara the Mesapkele. He's Mesupik. He get, he dachi, he loy dachi. He's Mesupik. To what degree did Chazal empower get? Does it really work? Or does it not work at all? He's Mesupik. Is there such a thing called get or not? Mimer. Ikani, you like honey. He's not sure. Does Mimer work or does Mimer not work? He's not sure if those takanas really exist. Therefore, he said, Ik loy dachi, get idachi loy dachi. Ikame dachi basra my club, and ikame loy dachi basra nami loy dachi. If get worked, it worked. There's no room for a second get. He did whatever get was supposed to do. He gave her a get. Get is effective, rabbinically. Okay, so he used up the effectiveness of get. The person's married to two wives. He divorces both? He could divorce both, theoretically, right? But by Zika, he does chalitza to both? He has to remove whatever get can remove rabbinically. So he did it again, he did it again. And he basra, he kama loy dog, he basra nami loy dog. And if get doesn't work, so it didn't work the first time, it won't work the second time. My Mary kani loy kani. Ikamakani basra my coven. He ready to mime it to the first one, so what's the second one? Ikamakani basra namalikani. Now, what he did over here is, Rava said something that Abai is going to jump on, but he said, Rav Gamliel doesn't know the effectiveness of get. To him, it's either 100% rabbinically or 0%. If it's 100%, there's no room for a second. If it's 0%, the second one is also 0%. And the same by Mimer. Rashi.
But I thought before we said surely it does something rabbinically. Didn't we say that? I answered that the first question this morning. What exactly does get accomplished? You said rabbinically.
Right. So at this point, we're saying Pshat and Rav Gamliel. Again, we're not finished. At this point, but I told you it was at the end of the Gemara. At this point, we're saying Pshat and Rav Gamliel that he doesn't know whether get works. But if it works, it's done. He doesn't know if Mimer works. But if it works, it's done. Let me just read the next few lines. I guess it makes better sense if I read the next few lines. Eis ve'abaya. Umayda Rav Gamliel she'es get achar Mimer, Mimer achar get. Rav Gamliel is Maida that there is a get after Mimer, and there is a Mimer after get. You give a get to Rachel and Mimer to Leah, the Mimer was effective. If you give a Mimer to Rachel and a get to Leah, the get is effective. To Asa Rachel's relatives, Leah's relatives. The get achar Bia, u'Mimer, and if you did a Bia to Rachel, a bia to Leah after a mimer to Rachel, you can give a get to Shpritza. Umimer after bia beget, and a mimer after a get and a bia. It's in that order. So we see Rav Gamliel lets things work. He doesn't say v'imasapkele Rav Gamliel to have a bia l'chatchila v'titni. Okay, so let me explain this. It's going to take a little while. Let me explain this to the best. Let me catch up with Rashi. You know, I made a mistake. Rashi. My time at Rav Gamliel, I may get that I get Mishnei Yevamas and Mishnei Yevamas. So like Mitzvah Basar B'Krei B'Seah, according to Rav Gamliel, if you give a get to two, the last one is not Aser. She has get Acha Mimer. Mimer Lezum, the get Lezum, Pasalus Rishayna, the get Aser is the Mimer, the Aser B'Krei B'Shtayin, and he can't marry the relatives of Rachel and Leah. Mimer Acha get Lezu, Mimer Lezu, Bailus HaMimer Tzricha get, she needs a get. Now here we come. The next two cases need explanation. Let me take it slow. A guy did Maimer to Rachel, Bia to Leah, and I just want to say it right. And get to Shmenta. Again, Maimer to Rachel, Bia to Leah, and get to Shmenta. To be a psula. Maimer to Rachel, Bia to Leah, get to Shmenta. Right? It's a Bia psula. Why did he do this? The third life. Reuben died and left three wives. Rachel, Leah, Shmenta.
But there's still Zika to
Shmenta? It's B'Psula, right? We said B'Psula, so leave Zika. Correct? So again, screw it slowly. He did Maimer to Rachel, Bia to Leah, and a Get to Shmenta. Rav Gamliel agrees that he's usher to all three of them's relatives. He's usher for Maimer, worked. He's usher for B'Psula, it was his wife. That the Shmenta's get still worked because the Zika didn't get removed rabbinically because of the Bia Psula. Right? Now, the problem is, over here, whatever happened, happened. I'm going to go back. I'm sorry. I missed the point. I didn't explain it well. Let's go back. Amar Rava. We're going to start again, Amar Rava. I apologize. Let's start again. Amar Rava. My time with Rav Gamliel. Why does Rav Gamliel say no get after get? The Mesapkalei, get idochi iloidochi. He's Mesupik whether get works or doesn't work. Now, the Gemara understands at this point. The Gemara understands at this point that if get works, it works completely, and there's no need for chalitza. And if get doesn't work, it works zero. Arava is explaining that Rav Gamliel is mesupik. That Rav Gamliel is mesupik, whether get works completely or not completely. Completely meaning removes the Zika.
Rejection for Yibum eligibility.
What?
He calls it rejection for Yibum eligibility. Duchy means rejection for Yibum. In other words, Zika, that takes the Zika. That's the way our school says it. Duchy means rejection for Yibum.
And how does he learn Kani?
Acquisition of the Yavama does not affect acquisition at all.
I'm going to start this Gemara again tomorrow. I want to do this the right way. I want to make sure I explain it the right way. So we're going to start from Amar Rav again tomorrow. We'll continue Mitzvah tomorrow. I apologize.
By phone.
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. Meretz Hashem.